You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Men's basketball on the way. The Doan men are 9-10 this season, 2-8 in the conference. They have wins over Northwestern, 84-78, Mount Marty, 78-49. Tigers are... and losses to Morningside. So their wins in that stretch are over Kansas Wesleyan and Grace. Losses are to Morningside and Nebraska Wesleyan, 89-84 and 94-86. Doan's last five losses have all been by 8 points or less. The Tigers are averaging 84.8 points per game and allow 78.6 points per outing. They hold a 33.3 to 28.3 rebounding edge, and they convert 50.8% of the field goals that they take. Opponents are making 50.3% of their shots. Doan is 351 of 459 from the free throw line. Opponents are 343 of 483. That's 71%. Doan has committed 245 turnovers in 19 games. They've forced 242. Nick Reed tops this team with a 22.9 points per game scoring average. He also leads the GPAC in scoring, converting 52.9% of his field goals. Dominique Smith is scoring 19.5 points per game. He makes 50.6% of his field goals. Reed and Smith get 7.1 and 4.5 rebounds per game, respectively. Deontay Holt is the only other player in double figures in scoring with a 12.8 points per game average. Reed tops the team in assists with 63 and steals with 30. Smith has a season high of 35 points and a win over Bethel. Reed has a season high of 31 points and a win over Northwestern. Holt has also scored over 30 points this season in a loss to Briar Cliff. The defender men are 18-2 overall, 10-1 of the conference. Their loss in the league is to Morningside, 100-96. Kyle Lindberg leads the team with 17 points per game. He also tops the team and league in rebounding with a 10.7 average. Lindberg has 52 assists this season with 30 block shots and 22 steals. Dalton Franken scores 15.8 points per game for the defenders, and he is taking down 4.6 rebounds per outing. Austin Kachi scoring averages 13.6 points per game, and he has a 4.5 per game rebounding average. Nathan Rindles is scoring 10.7 points per game and has a 5.1 rebounding average. He tops the team with 68 assists, and he has 15 steals to his credit. Tyler Walterstorff adds 10.5 points per outing, while David Denherter and Alex Terpster score 6.5 and 6.1 points per game in reserve roles. The Doan men lost to Nebraska Wesleyan 94-86 after trailing 49-31 at halftime on Wednesday night. Dominic Smith had 29, Nick Reed had 27. The Dort men were 78-64 winners over Northwestern on Wednesday night. They led 39-25 at halftime. Dort led by as many as 26 in the second half before Northwestern cut the gap in the final 5 minutes. Lindberg scored 17 and had 13 rebounds with 3 assists and 3 block shots and a steal. Franken scored 16, Rindles had 14 before fouling out. Kachi and Terpstra each had 12 points. The Dort men hold a 13-6 advantage in this series. They won the first meeting this year, 85-71 at the DeWitt. Dort was topped by Dalton Franken's 18 points and 7 rebounds. Austin Kachi added 17 and had 7 rebounds, with Nathan Rindle scoring 11. He handed out a game-high 7 assists and had 7 rebounds. Doan was led by Deontay Holt with 18 points. Nick Reed added 15. Here are your starting lineups for the Dort College Defenders. It'll be Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 10.7 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.6 points per outing. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg, a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 17 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per game. And Tyler Walterstorff, wears number 35. He's averaging 10.5 points per game. He is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center. Number one for Doan is Dominic Smith. He's a 6'5 senior from Louisville, Kentucky. Number three is Nate Keel, a 6'8 freshman from Tecumseh, Nebraska, averaging 6.4 points per game. Number five is Zach Hunt. Hunt is a 6'2 junior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 4.6 points per game. Nick Reed is a 6'4 senior from Syracuse, Nebraska, averaging 22.9 points per game. And David McDonald wears number 31. He's averaging 2.1 points per contest. He rounds out the starting lineup for the Doan College Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a short break and be back with the tip-off right after this. Doan College basketball as we start the first half of basketball. They control the opening tip. Hunt passes right side over to Reed. Doan College on defense. Smith with the basketball out front. He's going to put it on the floor. Passes back over to Reed. Reed on the right wing, guarded there by Lindbergh. His pull-up from 15, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Tyler Waltersdorf. He passes over to Rindles. Rindles right side, Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. He comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, backing his way in, back over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up, Rindles. Rindles looking down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, looks for the backdoor cut. Nobody's open. Back out front, Kachi. Kachi, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Here's Reed. Reed into the front court. Hesitation move. His shot, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Waltersdorf. Ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh has a step. He's going to drive and lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take the early lead at 2-0. Doan basketball. Tigers have it on the right side. Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith using up his dribble out front, guarded there by Kachi. Kick-out pass over to Reed. Reed gives it up on the left wing to Zach Hunt. Hunt looking down low, instead goes over to Reed on the wing. Reed with the basketball. Reed passes left side. They have a player open underneath, and they see him too late, and they throw it away. David McDonald was open underneath the basket. Trey Magruder checks into the ballgame for McDonald. So Magruder checks into the contest. Magruder is a 6'5 sophomore from Paducah, Texas. I don't remember him playing in the first meeting between these two teams. Lindbergh with it on the right elbow. Lindbergh's going to drive in, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play by Trey Magruder. Well, the sports information student staff here shaking her head that no, Magruder did not play in the first meeting between these two teams. But he is in the ball game now, the Dort College defender. Now we're going to have a player checking back into the game. That's McDonald. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. First one is good. He's got another one coming. So McDonald checks in. Magruder will check out. A little early in the game to be going offense for defense, but it appears that's what Doan is doing here. 18-17 remaining in the first half. Dort College leads 4-0 on a pair of made free throws by Kyle Lindbergh. Up the floor with the basketball is Doan and Zach Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Hunt passes left side over to Smith. Smith to Reed. Reed with it on the left wing. Only a matter of time before Nick Reed gets going. They pass it over to Dominique Smith. Smith with the basketball, and we've got a moving screen called on Doan College and David McDonald. McDonald whistled for the personal foul, his first. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Rindles. Rindles gets caught up in the air. Lindbergh bails him out as he gets it on the baseline, working against McDonald. Lindbergh's shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders. Comes back over to Lindbergh. He's going to drive the lane, puts it up, blocked. Fight for the basketball. It's taken out by Rindles. Rindles will reset it. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Rindles off balance shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Reed. Reed with the basketball. Off and running is Doan. Doan into the front court with the basketball is Hunt. This Doan team averaging right at 85 points per game. They switch the screen out front. Reed. Reed with the basketball trying to get a step. Kicks it back out. Three on the way is up and through. Three-point basket for Zach Hunt. He's got three, and the Dort College defender lead is 4-3. Bringing it up with the left hand is Waltersdorf over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken reverses over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball gets a screen. They spin it back over to Tyler. Tyler, spin move into the lane, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by McDonald. Dort College unable to get last couple of drives to the hoop and get anything out of it. Doan coming back the other way with the basketball. Reed with it on the right wing. Reed with it goes back over to Nate Cool. Cool with it. Cool working against Franken. Cool passes back outside to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Reed. Reed. They pass it back over to Smith. Smith out front. He's going to let fly with a long three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College doesn't have the numbers. Rindles will drive in. Lays it up with the right hand. Gets it to go. And Dort College. Dort College. 6 p.m. for that mid-pass by Rindles. Goes outside to McDonald. McDonald gives it up to Hunt. Hunt, left side, Smith. Smith feeds it underneath to Cool. Cool trying to work against Walters. Dorfdorf College leading 6-3, 16 minutes left to go first half. Pass goes right side, Hunt. Hunt to Smith. Smith gets a step, nothing there. Dort College doubling up on the doubling out the ball. And Smith able to create something as the offense breaks down as he swoops in from the right side, lays it up from about 8 feet on the runner. Dort College leads 6-5. Left side pass goes over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up to Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the baseline. Kyle with the basketball trying to back his way in against McDonald. Double team comes back over to Rindles. Rindles out front. Rindles is going to drive in, puts it up, has it blocked, rebound taken away by Doan. Reed off and running with it, his right-handed layup is good. Nick Reed with a two-point basket, Dort College trails 7-6, Doan with four unanswered. Lindberg coming back the other way, lost the handle on it, coming away with it is Doan. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have the ball and a one-point lead, about 5 minutes into this contest. Right side pass, Reed. Reed gets a ball screen. Franken switches off on him. They pass it over to Smith. Personnel changes waiting at the scorer's table for both teams. Ball taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg racing the other way has Smith to beat. Drives in. Right-handed layup is good, and Dominic Smith is called for the personal foul. Lindberg will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College checking in. Sumner, Terpstra, and Ben Herter. Kyle Lindberg stays on the floor along with Nate Rindles. The foul call was on Dominic Smith, and that was his first. Free throw on the way for Lindberg, trying to extend the lead back to two, and it's down. Kyle Lindberg with 7 points, and the defenders lead 9-7. Doan coming back the other way. With the basketball is Deontay Andrews. They give it off to Smith, and Sumner's going to be called for a foul. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal. Well, they're going to call that foul on Terpstra instead. Beg your pardon. So instead of Sumner, it goes on Terpstra. Inbounding the basketball is Deontay Andrews. Back over to Smith. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Doan and Nate Cool. Doan will reset the lineup. They've reset the possession. With it is Smith. Smith with the basketball. Passes it off right side to Magruder, and Magruder travels with it. Dort College with the basketball, leading by a couple. Into the front court is Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg passes back over to Rindles. Rindles right side Terpstra. Terpstra coming off a 12-point performance against Northwestern on 4 3-point baskets. Sumner passes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the wing, 18 to shoot. Lindberg driving in, and we've got a hold called on Doan and Nate Cool. Cool whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 4 on the Tigers. Dort College will inbound the basketball, throwing it in as Terpstra. He gets it away to Rindles. Rindles with the ball. They feed it up front, Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key, underneath Sumner. Short shot, hangs on the rim and drops through. Brian Sumner with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 11-7. Doan the other way with the basketball, Deontay Holt. Holt at the top of the key. He passes back over to Smith. Smith gives it up to Andrews. Andrews gets a ball screen, comes back over to Holt. Holt looking for Smith, finds him. Smith on the left side. They look for the pick and roll. Instead, they come over to Andrews. Andrews back over to Holt. Holt, three-pointer, is off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders and Lindberg. Lindberg, bounce pass ahead to Rindles. Rindles, layup good. Open court play. Rindles with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a 13-7 lead. Back with more after this. Dort College, a six-point advantage as we break the timeout. Tiger basketball, Dort College leading 13-7. Reed passes off to Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt gathering it in, 11 seconds to shoot. Holt has it left side. He wants to isolate against Rindles. Step back, 17-footer, no good. Rebound deflected. Sumner fights his way in among the trees to take that basketball away. Sumner ahead, Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Head full of steam, driving in. His shot off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Coming back the other way, Tiger basketball. Tigers have the basketball. Reed. Reed passes left side. Out front is Holt. Holt goes right side, Andrews. Andrews hesitates out front. Andrews passes back over to Holt. Holt to Reed. He wants to isolate. Reed will set up. Cast up the three. No good. And a rebound foul called on Magruder. Foul number 2 on Trey Magruder. Kyle Lindbergh had inside position that time, and Magruder picks up, I believe, his second personal foul. Franken, Kachi, Walterstorfer back in. Also checking in, Patrick Nabla. Sedort College will bring the basketball up with Tyler Walterstorf as Deontay Holt shows some pressure on the full court. Franken out front. He goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi to Nabla. Nabla, Kachi. Kachi back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. And a charging foul called on Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for his first personal. Joe Wells makes that call. The officials today, Joe Wells, Kevin Cook, and Rich Buckman. Doan with the basketball. Out front is Holt. Dort College still with a six-point advantage at 13-7. Doan basketball, Schlottman. Schlottman passes over to Holt. Holt with it out front. Holt passes to Cool. Cool with the basketball. Cool to Reed. Reed out front, guarded there by Franken. Comes back right side, Holt. Holt into the lane. Nothing there. Back outside, Schlottman. Schlottman, they get it back over to Holt. Holt pass down on the floor. Kick out pass, Reed. Reed, 17-footer, is up and whispers it through. Nick Reed with 4 points. Reed, one of those players, one of those rare players who is better off the dribble than standing still, I believe. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken driving in, and he's fouled on the play. Foul called on Doan and Deontay Holt. Holt whistled for the personal. Team foul number 6 on the Tigers. Carper is in for Doan. Checking out is Cool. Smith back in for the Tigers. And checking out will be Doan's Sam Schlottman. Dort College leads 13-9. Kachi to inbound the basketball. Kachi trying to toss it in, and Dominic Smith tips it away. Dort College calls an inbounds play. They huddle up momentarily. Throwing the ball in will be Patrick Nabla, about 10 feet out on the right baseline. They get the ball inbounded to Kachi. Kachi held on the play. Smith not giving him any ground. Kicked out pass back over to Walt. Trevor Walterstorf. Beg your pardon. Tyler Walterstorf makes the three. 16-9. Was waiting for that to happen. I think that's the first time this season that I've pulled that one. Tyler Walterstorf with the three-point basket. Smith driving in, shot no good. Rebound fought for, it's taken down by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Massive humanity on the floor right now, and Smith taps it away. Three players hit the floor, two in black jerseys, one in white. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball near the scorer's table. David Denherger has to ask for time to get his shoestring tied. So Tyler Walterstorf hitting a three from the left wing. Let's see if that opens up some other things for the defenders. Walterstorf looking to inbound, gets it into Franken. Franken shovels it off to Kachi. Dort College, the biggest lead of the ballgame at 16-9. We approach the midpoint of the first half. With the basketball is Tyler. Tyler on the right baseline. Comes back over to Kachi. Three-pointer, make it rain, no. Rebound tapped and controlled by Doan. Coming away with it is Deontay Holt. Holt with the basketball. He passes left side over to Smith. Doan on in transition after the missed three. Now they kick it out. Three on the way. No good. Rebound and Herger. David comes down with it. Kachi ahead to Franken. Franken with the basketball on the right side. Pull up from 17. In and out. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Patrick Nabla. Nabla's fouled on play by Schlottman. Good hustle that time by the 6'2 freshman from Sauk Center, Minnesota. He'll go to the free throw line now to shoot a 1-1. Then Herger checks out of the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh will check in. Then Herder that time, able to grab a rebound. Play physical inside. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. Free throw on the way for Patrick is up to no good. Rebound taken away by Doan and Kyle Carper. Doan with the basketball, bringing it up will be Deontay Holt. Dort College leading 16-9, 10-13 remaining in the first half. Out front with the basketball is Holt. Holt passes left side, Smith. Smith running through a screen. Now another screen set for him. Pass comes back over to Reed. Reed to Holt. Holt right side, Smith. Kachi taking away his right hand. Smith, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Reed. Reed, bounce pass inside Carper. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound tap controlled by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College into the front court with the basketball. Right side pass, Patrick Nabla. Back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh hesitates. Right-handed layup is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 9 first-half points. Dort College leads 18-9. into the front court with the basketball. It's Deontay Holt. Holt down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Smith. Smith's going to put it on the floor. Drives in. Hesitation move. His shot is good. Smith with four. Dort College leads 18-11. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Lindbergh. Lindbergh against Carper. Drives in. Will get the basket to go, and he's fouled on the play, and Carper picks up the personal. Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Carper whistled for the personal. For Kyle Carper, that is his first. Team foul number 8 already on the Tigers. Dort College forcing the issue. Kyle Lindbergh to the free throw line to shoot. And he kicks it off the heel, no good. Dort College leading 20-11, matching their biggest lead of the ball game at 9. 9-10 remaining, first half. Dillon with the basketball, Deontay Holt. Holt left side, Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith driving it right side. Help defense is there, ball's deflected, picked up by Holt. Holt down to the baseline, pulls it out, looking left wing. Nothing there for Holt. He goes into the corner, Reed. Reed puts it on the floor. He's going to work in against Lindbergh. Kick out pass, back out front, Holt. Holt, three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh driving in. Lindbergh driving in around his defender. Shot no good. Nate Cool got a lot of hand on him. And the rebound is taken away by Cool. Cool with the basketball, ahead to Reed. Reed with it across the timeline. Reed with the basketball. He gives it off to Sam Schlottman. Schlottman to Smith. Smith driving in, left-handed layup is good. He's got six. Dort College leads 20-13. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi back out front to Rindles. Rindles in the ballgame at the last break. Rindles back outside. Kachi. Kachi a three. Got to get one to go. It doesn't. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming up with it is Holt. Holt with it into the front court. He lays it up with the right hand. Good. Deontay Holt with his first 2 points. Dort College's 9-point lead whittled to four. Five, 20-15. Lindbergh with the basketball. Right side, Kachi gets a ball screen. Kachi out front, Sumner. Sumner with it. Sumner gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken, baseline jumper, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Holt. Here comes Doan with a chance to cut the lead down to three with a made two, or they can cut it to two. With a made three, right side pass, Holt. Holt gets a ball screen. Holt hesitates, and a reach-in foul called on Dalton Franken. Foul called on the floor. That's going to go on Dalton. That's his second. Terpstra checks in. Kachi checks out. Tyler Walterstorff also checking into the game for the defenders. Franken will check out. They call it on the ground. It should not be free throws. And it will be Doan inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Zach Hunt checks into the contest for Doan. Dominic Smith will station himself at the top of the key. Looking to throw in is Hunt. Hunt looking. He gets it inbounded to Cool. Cool back over to Hunt. Hunt hit a three earlier today. And tries to feed it inside to Cool, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the ball back. Dort College leading 20-15, 7:17 remaining. Tyler Walterstorff for the basketball. He hands it off to Rindles. Rindles will take it up. Rindles goes right side over to Tyler. Tyler to Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low for Den Herter. Den Herter, baby hook is good. David Denherger with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 22-15. 6:55 left to go in the half. Left side pass to Reed Williams. Williams with the basketball gives it up. Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Dominic Smith working against Sumner. Smith passes back outside Reed Williams. Williams to Hunt. Hunt gets a ball screen. Hunt, nothing there, and throws it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. He tried to find his post player peeling off of the screen. That was Nate Cool. Cool unable to bring to reel it in. And now Deontay Andrews checks back into the ballgame. Zach Hunt will check out. Dort College basketball. Tyler Walterstorff gets it ahead to Rindles. Rindles guarded there by Dominic Smith. They pass it back over to Tyler Walterstorff. Ty with it on the left wing. Tyler Walterstorff backing his way in, puts it in traffic, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Tyler hesitating. Dort College able to spread the floor just enough to get some room to work, and Dominic Smith has just picked up his second personal with 6:20 remaining in the half. Lindbergh is back in, then Herter is out. Sumner is in. Tyler Walterstorff, Rendles, and Terpstra completing the Dort College lineup right now. Tyler to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity, and Walterstorff knocks that one through. Six for Walt. Dort College leads by 10, five unanswered, 25-15. Andrews with the basketball, right side Reed. Reed over to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Dort College playing off his right hand. They get it inside to Cool. Cool kick out pass. Three, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh goes up and gets it. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle with the basketball out front. Walterstorff, three on the way. Got it. Ty with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 28-15, an eight-point run by the defenders. Dort College up a Baker's dozen. Back with more after this. Timeout charge to the Tigers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading 28-15. A little run by the defenders here after Doan had cut it to five. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Doan basketball, they'll look for a response as they trail by 13, 28-15. With the basketball is Holt. Holt out front. Holt with it on the left wing, gets it back over to Dominic Smith. Smith with it, working with the right hand, driving in. Drives in, kick out pass, three on the way is good for Reed Williams. Williams makes it 28-18. Rendles driving in, lays it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Late in arriving for the charge call was Reed Williams. Williams whistled for the personal. Rendles will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Nate Rendles got a little window, and the sophomore guard from Boulder, Colorado, able to finger roll it in, got fouled in the process, and he makes the free throw for the three-point play. 31-18, Dort College by Baker's dozen. 5:25 left to play in the first half. Left side pass with it is Williams. Williams to Smith. Smith, step back, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, looking up the floor for the pass. Nobody's open. He's going to head to the rim, lays it up with the right hand, count the hoop, and he is fouled, and the foul called on Nate Cool. Cool whistled for the personal foul. Another three-point play opportunity here for Kyle Lindbergh. I've got that as 13 points now for Kyle Lindbergh. Dort College leads at 33-18, trying to extend the gap. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. 5:09 left to play in the half, and he line drives that one off the heel. No good. 33-18. Back the other way is Smith. Smith back over to Reed. Reed left side, Holt. Holt with the basketball. Holt back over to Smith. Smith driving with the left hand. Tries to pass it off. He does. Reed bowls his way to the hoop. Layup good. Nick Reed with 6 points. Dort College leads 33-20. Back the other way, Lindbergh. Lindbergh guarded now by Reed. They pass it right side, Ty. Tyler Walterstorff drives in with a left hand. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play by Nate Cool. Nate Cool commits the personal. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So two free throws on the way for Walt as he was fouled in the act of shooting. New player checking in for Doan will be David McDonald. Free throw by Ty is up and through. McDonald back in. Cool checks out with three personals. Another free throw on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with 10 first half points. Make it 11. David Denherter is in. Ty Walterstorff is out. Den Herder will now match up with David McDonald. McDonald is a 6'10 sophomore. Driving in, shot no good by Dominic Smith, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That foul is going to go on Kyle Lindberg, and that's number one on Kyle with 4:25 remaining. Dominic Smith to the free throw line to shoot a pair. One of the few times where Dort College has been late in rotating. So Smith, a 73% free throw shooter, will try to cut into the 15-point Dort College lead, and he makes the first one, so he does cut into it by 1 point. Another free throw coming. Smith averaging 19.5 points per game, second on the team to Reed's 22.3, and he makes that free throw as well. 8 points for Smith. Dort College leads 35-22. Kyle Lindberg over the basket will inbound the ball after a substitute. Doan countering with a smaller player, that's Trey Magruder. He'll be guarding David Den Herder. Lindberg, left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner looking for the pick and roll, gets it over to Lindberg. They are guarding him now with a smaller player. Lindberg backing his way in, and he has fouled on the play, got held. Kyle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Double bonus time from here on out for the defenders. 4:11 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 4:11 left to play in the first half. Free throw by Kyle is up and through. He's got another one on the way, does the Margate, Florida native. Trying to extend the lead back to 15. Second free throw by the senior is up, and he line drives that one straight through. Well, Keel's going to check back into the ballgame with three personals. Risky move. Magruder checks out. 4:10 remaining, first half. Keel checks into the ballgame, so they pronounce that Keel. That's K-U-H-L. They pass it left side over to Deontay Holt. Holt gives it up to Smith. Smith with the basketball back to Keel. Keel to Williams. Williams to Reed. Nick Reed with the basketball. Nick Reed down to the baseline. Step back baseline jumper. He gets that one to go. 8 points for Reed. Dort College leads 37-24. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles off of the glass, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herder. Den Herder walking the offensive glass. Den Herder with the offensive rebound and the putback. David Den Herder with four. Dort College leads 39-24. Steal by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Wants someone to come back to get it as he used up his dribble to possess it. Pass goes right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Dort College leading by 15. Sumner passes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with it on the left side. Back over to Sumner. Sumner outside Kachi. Kachi weaves into the lane. Nothing there. Back to Sumner. They isolate Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the floor against Reed. Back outside Sumner. Three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Sumner knocks it stiff from beyond the three-point line. Dort College wants a timeout, leading 42-24. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort with a 42-24 lead. Doan with the basketball after the Dort College timeout. Reed gets a step to the basket and a foul called on the play against David Den Herder. Den Herder whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on David. Free throws on the way for Nick Reed. Reed nearly automatic from the free throw line, an 83% free throw shooter. He's got 8 points. He and Smith both have eight. No one else with more than three for the Tigers at this point. He makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Reed this season has shot 166 free throws now and has made 138. Andrews is into the ballgame for Doan, checking out Reed Williams. Another free throw on the way for Nick Reed. Free throw is up by Reed and good. Nick Reed with 10 first half points. Keel checks out of the ballgame for Doan. Doan now showing full court pressure defense. Pass comes to Rindles. Rindles with the ball ahead to Kachi. Kachi turns up the floor. Doan retreating. Rindles basketball right side Kachi. Kachi back over to Rindles. He'll run it at the point in between the circles. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles, Lindberg. Lindberg with it 17 feet from the hoop. Spins into the lane. His off-balance shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan and Nick Reed. Reed over the basketball. Doan can cut the lead down from 16. It's 42-26 right now. Reed outside it goes. Smith. Smith with the basketball driving in. Hesitates. His shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on David Den Herter, I believe. David Den Herter whistled for his second. And free throws on the way now for Dominic Smith. Another two on the way for Smith. North College has had five different players score at least 4 points each. Doan led by Dominic Smith and Nick Reed with 10 and 9 respectively. Reed has 10, Smith has 9. Tyler Walterstorff back into the game for the defenders. Dort had led by as many as 18 at 42-24 with 3 minutes remaining in this half. Dominic Smith cuts it down to a 14-point ball game at 42-28 with 2:13 left to play in the first half of play. With the basketball is Walterstorff ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Comes back left side. Sumner over to Kachi. Kachi deep in the left corner. Kachi tries to pass it over to Walterstorff, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. So Dort College doesn't handle it well out of that pressure defense. They got the ball up the floor, but then got it into a bad spot in the corner, and they turn it over. Doan basketball, Deontay Andrews. Andrews over to Smith. Dort leading by 14, 42-28. 1:49 remaining in the half. Nick Reed with the basketball. Reed, head fake, drives in, lays it up strong at the rim. Good. Reed with 12, and Doan has neutralized the momentum Dort College had built with an 18-point lead. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles with the basketball, and he's fouled on the play by Dominic Smith. That's number three on him. Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Smith has just picked up his third. He's the second Doan player to pick up three personals. Free throw on the way for Rindles. Two on the way. First one is up and through for Rindles. Rindles shooting nearly 90% on free throws this season. He's got a second one on the way. 8 points today for Rindles. 1:31 left to go in the half, and Keel's going to check back into the ballgame if Rindles makes the free throw, and he does. So Rindles makes both of them. Dort College leads by 14, 44-30, and Dort College wants a stop. 1:31 left to go in the half. Dort College by 14. Doan will bring it up. Taking it up the floor is Deontay Andrews. Andrews passes right side, gets it over to Holt. Holt to Andrews. Andrews out front. Holt. Holt looking for Reed. Back to Andrews. Andrews at the point. One dribble to his left. Nothing there. Comes back to Andrews. Andrews. Kick out pass. Holt. Holt. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. One player behind him. He'll let him clear. Lindbergh with the basketball. Right side Kachi. 1 minute to go in the half. Defender basketball. Rindles. Rindles. Walterstorff. Walterstorff against Keel. Tries to wrap it around to Sumner. Sumner, layup good. That time, Keel had to give so much ground because he was playing with three fouls. Dort College took advantage, 46-30. Dort College with a 16-point advantage. Left side pass to Holt. Holt, layup, no good. Tap in, no good. Rebound Lindbergh. And now Dort College can hold for the final shot of the half. Here comes Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College leading by 16, 46-30. And Dort College will hold for the final shot, so he'd like to go into the half up at least 16. Pass comes right side with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the ball. Dort College is led by as many as 18 in the second half. They lead by 16 right now. 1 second difference, shot clock, game clock. Lindbergh will drive in, kick out Sumner. Sumner throws it away. 4 seconds left. Keel with it. 3 seconds. He passes right side. Reed. Reed, three. Wave it off. It was late. He put the ball on the floor, and that cost him a chance at the three-point bucket at the end of the half, and the Dort College defenders go into the locker room up 46-30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Inklin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College trailed one time in the first half. That was at 7-6. They then went on a 7-0 run to go up 13-7. Built their lead to double digits for the first time at 25-15. Extended the lead to 13 at 28-15. Doan was able to cut the gap down. But Dort College responded with a run after getting the gap cut to 33-20. It was again 35-22 and 37-24. Dort College actually had the lead down to 42-30. Doan was down by 12. Dort College scored the last 4 points of the first half, though, to take the lead 46-30 at halftime. Dort College led by Kyle Lindbergh's 15 first-half points, 11 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 9 for Nate Rindles. For the Doan Tigers, they're led unofficially by Nick Reed with 12 and Dominic Smith with 10. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the official halftime numbers right after this. See, we have to give you the official numbers yet for the first half of play. Dort College, 16 of 30 from the floor, 3 for 6 on threes, 11 of 14 on free throws. That's 53.3% from the floor, 50% on threes, 78.6% on free throws. For Doan, 11 of 27 from the floor for 40.7%, 2 for 12 on three-pointers for 16.7%, 6 of 6 on free throws for 100%. Dort College holds an 18-15 rebounding advantage. 7 turnovers by the Tigers, 4 by the Defenders. Dort College led by Kyle Lindbergh's 15 points, 11 by Tyler Waltersdorf, 9 for Nate Rindles, 7 by Brian Sumner, 4 for David Denherter, for their total of 46 points. For the Doan Tigers, Nick Reed has 12 points, Dominic Smith has 10. 3 for Zach Hunt, 3 for Reed Williams, 2 for Deontay Holt, for their total of 30 points. Dort College is led in rebounding by Kyle Lindbergh with 6. 2 each for David Denherter, Patrick Nabla, and Nate Rindles. For Doan, they are led by Nick Reed with 4 rebounds. 3 for Deontay Holt. 2 each for Nate Keel and Zach Hunt. 3 assists for Kyle Lindbergh today, along with a block shot and 2 steals. Doan College Tigers with 2 assisted baskets in the first half of play. Dort College with 6 as a team. 3 block shots credited to Nate Keel. Foul trouble, we've got to talk about that a little bit. Dominic Smith and Nate Keel with 3 fouls apiece for the Tigers. For Dort College, they have no one with more than 2. Those 2 players are Dalton Franken and David Denherter with 2 fouls apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By Borenson Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Halftime scores from across the GPAC. We'll take a look at those right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Halftime scores or near halftime. Dort leading Doan 46-30. Morningside leads Hastings at Hastings 35-33. Barracliff leads Concordia at Seward 46-32. Mount Marty trails Midland at Fremont 39-19, so the Warriors with a 20-point advantage. And Dakota Wesleyan with a 31-30 lead at half over Nebraska Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan at half in Lincoln, Nebraska. The South schools in the conference playing hosts today. Doan, Hastings, Concordia, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan all hosting basketball games this afternoon as the second half gets underway for many teams in the conference. Taking a look at the standings in women's play. We gave you those scores earlier. Let's do it again just in case you missed it. Doan over Dort, 67-62. Hastings over Morningside, 64-55. Concordia drops Briar Cliff, 79-53. Midland over Mount Marty, 77-58. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 79-65. Northwestern's atop the heap with a 10-0 conference mark. They were idle today. Concordia's 10-2. Hastings is 8-3. Midland is 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside are both 6-4. Briar Cliff is 5-6. Doan is 3-8. Dort is 3-9. Mount Marty is 1-10. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-11. GPAC play this Wednesday night. Mount Marty is at Dort. Concordia is at Hastings. Midland is at Doan. Northwestern's at Morningside. Briar Cliff is at Dakota Wesleyan. The game on Wednesday for Dort College is the first of two in a row next week for the defenders. Dort College stepping outside the conference for a pair of doubleheader 1 week from today when they host Dakota State at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take another break and be back with second half play from the DeWitt, from the Haddock Center in Crete, Nebraska, right after this. Dort College basketball as we open the second half of play. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball. They work it down low. He's working against Reed. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Here come the Tigers. Dort College with on defense. Doan has it. Sam Schlottman. Schlottman passes over to Reed. Reed just inside the three-point ring. They give it up to Smith, and Dominic Smith steps on the out-of-bounds line. As he cuts baseline, he never established himself in bounds. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Both teams unable to convert on their first possession of the second half. Dort College missed a shot. Looked like Kyle Lindberg had a pretty good look at it. Pass goes over to Walthersdorf. Ty, three on the way. Yes. 14 for Ty. Dort College leads 49-30. Doan basketball after the made triple by Tyler Walthersdorf. Nice to see Tyler knocking down some outside shots. Dominic Smith on the right elbow. Pass goes right side. With it is Schlottman. Schlottman passes over to Smith. Smith will put it on the floor with the right hand. Has it swiped away from behind by Kachi. Picked back up by Schlottman, and now Kyle Lindberg has just picked up his second personal. They tried the entry pass down low. Lindberg gets called for the foul. Team foul number one on the defenders in this half. Foul number two on Lindberg, 18:51 remaining in the game. With the basketball is Reed. Reed will drive baseline, fade away. It's up, no good. Rebound tapped, and a foul called on Dominic Smith, and Smith has just picked up his fourth on an offensive rebound attempt as he got called for a push. Player had inside position, and he picks up his fourth personal. Let's see if Dort College attacks him. Comes over to Rendles. They leave Smith on the floor for the time being. Coach Jim Weeks selecting to let him work through it. Rendles will drive into the lane. His shot is no good, but he's fouled before the shot. So no free throws. Rendles draws the foul on Sam Schlottman, his second. And they're going to leave Smith in the ballgame for Doan College. Inbounding the basketball is Rendles. Rendles to Kachi. Kachi working on Smith, and Smith can't do much against him, and Kachi posts him up. Austin Kachi with his first two today. Dort College leads 51-30. Driving in is Deontay Holt. Shot blocked from behind. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walthersdorf. He also had the block shot. Tie into the front court with the basketball, working against Holt, and we've got a foul called on Deontay Holt. And Tyler Walthersdorf took it hard to the basket. He got fouled before the shot attempt. And that's foul number two on Deontay Holt. Dort College to inbound the basketball. Kachi to throw it in. Austin Kachi looking, throws over the top, finds Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg working against Holt. They'll clear it out for Lindberg, and Lindberg has it tipped away. Kachi comes up with it, 25 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles to Ty. Ty at the top of the key, back over to Kachi. Kachi looking down low, feeds it to Lindberg. Lindberg working against Schlottman. Reverses to Rendles. Rendles, short jumper in the lane, good. Nate Rendles with a two-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College leads 53-30. College has scored seven of it unanswered here in the second half. Doan with the basketball. They feed it underneath Keel. Keel working against Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf able to get the block shot and the rebound. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Tyler with it, working against Keel, and Keel's going to be called for a push out front. Nate Keel picks up his fourth personal, and now Doan will bring a reserve in. This is Kyle Carper. Carper's going to check in for Keel. Dort College isolating their mismatches. Dort College leading 53-30. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in to Kachi. Kachi's shot no good, gets his own rebound back, and he's going to be called for traveling. Austin Kachi went up hard for that offensive rebound, came down with it, so he'll get the rebound, but he's going to get the turnover as well as they call him for a travel violation. Dort College leading 53-30, 17-19 remaining in this game. Bringing the basketball up is Holt. Holt with the basketball out front. He passes right side. Gives it up to Zach Hunt. Hunt playing with a face mask. Pass goes left side, Schlottman. Schlottman looking down low. Instead has to reverse it outside to Holt. Holt to Carper. Carper, right wing. Carper to Holt. Holt into the corner, Schlottman. 12 to shoot for the Tigers. Pass goes right side, Holt. Holt, long three, and he hit it. Deontay Holt with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 53-33. That's the first basket of the second half for Doan. Shot no good on the other end by Rindles. Rebound taken away by Schlottman. And here comes Doan with the basketball. Tigers bringing it up. This is Holt. Deontay Holt will drive the lane. Puts it up in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. Deontay Holt with a two-point basket. He's got seven. And the Dort College lead is 18, 53-35. Just when it looked like Dort College was going to blow it wide open, Doan has a couple of answers. Kick out pass, Rindles. Rindles back over to Kachi. Kachi three, no good off the heel. Just a little bit long. Here comes Doan. Doan with an opportunity to cut the lead down to 20. They've got it under 20, and they hit a three. Deontay Holt with a three. He's got all 8 points for Doan in the second half, and the Dort College lead is 53-38. So Doan has outscored Dort College now 8-7 to start the second half. 15:48 remaining in this contest. Tyler Waltersdorf on the left side. Waltersdorf puts it on the floor. It's tipped, taken by Franken. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Reed. Shot by Lindbergh, no good. Rebound taken away by Holt. Here comes Doan with a chance to cut into the 15-point lead. Holt's going to drive in, layup good. Holt with 10 here in the second half, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout after Doan scores 10 unanswered. Dort College was up 53-30. They forced Doan to use a timeout. Doan has since cut the 23-point lead down to 13, and the defenders call a timeout with a basketball. Back with more after this. 4 minutes and 37 seconds into the second half. We've had a 7-point run by the defenders and a 10-point run by the Tigers. You do the math. That means Dort College's 16-point lead has been decreased to 13. Sumner with the basketball. He passes over to Franken. Dalton Franken looking down low. Instead comes right side Sumner. Sumner back over to Nate Rindles. Rindles gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Dalton. Long two on the way. Good. Dalton Franken with his first field goal today. Dort College leads 55-40. Deontay Holt almost single-handedly has willed his team back into this game. Reed with it. Goes down low to Carper. Carper puts it up underneath, and he's fouled on the play by Dort College's Dalton Franken. Franken picks up his third. Carper will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Team foul number two on the defenders. So Carper, a 63% free throw shooter. He's a 6'3 senior from Holyoke, Colorado. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way, averaging 2.9 points per game. A second free throw on the way for Carper. This one's up and good, so he makes them both. The two teams swap buckets, or two-point possessions, I should say. Dort College by Baker's dozen, 55-42. Rindles right side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball back over to Franken. Franken's going to drive right side, lays it up with the right hand. Good. He got bumped. No call made, but he makes the bucket, falling away from the hoop. Coming back is Holt. Holt with it out front. Let's see if Dort College can get a defensive stop or two. Holt with it right side, Carper. Carper back over to Holt. Holt out front, guarded by Rindles. Holt with it right side, Schlottman. Schlottman with it. Beg your pardon, that's Hunt. Give it up, Carper. Carper's lay-in, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Nate Rindles, I believe. That's number one on him. So Nathan Reynolds picks up the foul, and another free throw is on the way for Kyle Carper. Carper, two free throws moments ago for his first 2 points of the game, and he makes that one. 57-43. Don't know if Carper played in the first half. I don't recall him. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Nope, Carper did not appear in the box score in the first half of play. Right side with it is Rindles. Dort College playing with a 14-point advantage. With it is Sumner out front. Brian Sumner passes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh pushed out on the floor. Dort College leading by 14. Sumner back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Franken. Franken with the basketball, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Rindles. Rindles, floater in the lane, good. Nathan Rindles with 13 points. Dort College back in front by 16, 59-43. Deontay Holt will bring it up for the Tigers. Holt is a 6-foot sophomore from Lincoln. They pass out front to Carper. Carper gives it up to Hunt. Hunt to Holt. Holt to Reed. Reed, layup, good. Nick Reed able to weave his way in for the 2-point bucket. Dort College leads 59-45. Coming back the other way is Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner looking for Franken. Dumps it off and it's taken away. Coming back the other way is Hunt. Hunt with it, feeds Holt, Holt, three, it's in. Deontay Holt's got it going now. He's got 13 in the second half. Dort College leads 59-48. Dort College by 11, 12:50 remaining in the contest. With the basketball out front is Franken. Dort College a little lazy with that last possession. Rindles looking down low, finds Den Herter. Den Herter with a left hand, good. David Den Herter with a 2-point basket, he's got six. Dort College leads 61-48. Doan basketball coming back the other way. They've got to find a way to stop Holt. Kick out pass, Schlottman. Three, good. Schlottman with three. Dort College leads 61-51. 12:20 left to go, and Dort College sloppy with it again. This time they turn it over on an over and back violation, and Doan can cut the lead down. They can get it back to single digits. Franken, Sumner, and Den Herter are out. Terpstra, Walterstorff, Kachi are back in. Doan with the basketball, Kyle Carper to bring it up. 12:19 remaining. He hands it off to Holt. Holt back to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball. Hunt with it on the right wing. They're looking for Reed. Ball nearly tipped by Rindles, picked up by Holt. Comes right side. They look down low. They get it to Carper facing up against Walterstorff. Comes back over to Reed. Reed off the dribble. Cuts it down to eight with a baseline jumper. Nick Reed with 16. Dort College leads 61-53. Now Dort College has to get this back, and Rindles throws it away. It's taken back by Carper, and Dort College has gotten terribly sloppy with it on the last two possessions, last three possessions, and Coach Ross Dalma wants a timeout. 61-55, 11:44 left to go in this game. Dort 61, Doan 55. Back with more after this. Patrick Knoblaw checks into the ballgame for Nate Rindles. Dort College leading by 6, 61-55. Doan has outscored Dort College 25-8 since Dort College led 53-30, starting the second half with 7 straight points. Austin Kachi with the basketball on the right side. Dort College trying to fight off Doan's charge right here. With the basketball is Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Doan and Zach Hunt. Going to the free throw line will be Tyler Walterstorff to shoot a pair. Tyler with a 3-for-3 day from the free throw line so far. 11:21 left to go in the game. Dort by 6, but Doan with the momentum. Free throw on the way for Tyler is up and through. Walterstorff with 15. And another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. Walterstorff, a junior from Sioux Center, makes that one as well. It bounces off of the front iron and drops through. 16 for Walterstorff. Dort College leads 63-55. Now you want a defensive stop if you're Dort College. Doan into the front court with a basketball. This is Holt. Holt gives it up. Hunt. Hunt will drive in. Kick out. Holt. Holt. Three. Good. Got to do something to slow him down. He's got 4 threes in the second half, 16 points in the second half. Dort College leads 63-58. Kachi with the basketball. Back over to Knoblaw. Knoblaw to Walterstorff. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi against Holt. Comes back instead Terpstra. Terpstra, Lindbergh. Lindbergh working against Reed. Lindbergh puts it up. He's fouled on the play. Nick Reed commits the personal foul. Nick Reed whistled for his first personal. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Still try to complete the three-point play. Dort College leading 65-58, pending the free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Lindbergh. Lindbergh now with 18, and the defender lead is 8, 66-58. Out front is Holt, guarded there by Knobloch. Holt, with four threes in the second half, picks up his dribble. Pass goes left side over to Hunt. Hunt gives it up to Schlottman. Schlottman looking for Reed. Instead, they come back over to Holt. Holt, right side, back to Hunt. Hunt with the basketball, 10-20 remaining. They go Holt. Holt to Reed. Ball's down on the floor, and a hold is called on Dort. Knobloch called for the personal foul. A hold called on Knobloch. Fresh 35 for Doan. Dominic Smith back into the game. Checking out for Doan is Hunt. Dominic Smith playing with four personals. Reed will inbound the basketball. He gets it into Deontay Holt. Holt with the basketball out front. He comes back over to Dominic Smith. Smith driving right side. Pinned on the baseline. Ball tapped by Knobloch. Picked back up by Holt. Holt with the basketball. Driving in, and he is fouled on the play by Patrick Knobloch, I believe. Knobloch whistled for the personal. Came before the shot. Knobloch picks up his second. 10 minutes remaining in this ballgame. Smith is going to check out of the ballgame. Checking back in is Zach Hunt. Throwing the ball in is Holt. He gets it into Reed. Reed guarded there by Franken. Reed will drive in. Puts up the fadeaway from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Dort College finally gets a defensive stop. Dort College in transition. Lindbergh driving in with the right hand. Layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with 20. Dort College leads 68-58. Let's see if they can string a stop or two together. With a basketball on the right side is Holt. Holt, left side, Hunt. Hunt with a basketball. Hunt back over to Carper. Carper to Hunt. Hunt looks for Reed. Reed gets it to go, and he's fouled on the play. Kyle Lindbergh late on the help. Reed will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his third personal. Nick Reed will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Well, we knew for Doan it was three players that you've really got to focus in on, and those three have done the bulk of the damage today. Free throw by Reed is good. Nick Reed with 19 by my count. Holt with 18. Dominic Smith with 10. He's been limited by foul trouble. With the basketball is Franken. Franken to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Right side, Waltersdorf. 9-10 remaining in this game. Waltersdorf working against Carper, and Carper is called for the hold, and Dort College will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. 68-61 our score. Waltersdorf comes up a little slow. He'll try to walk this one off. So 1-1 on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with 16. Free throw is up and good. Nice soft touch. Gets it to go. Another free throw coming. Sumner's going to check in if Waltersdorf makes this free throw. Another free throw on the way for Walt, trying to extend it to a 9-point lead. And he does. 70-61, Dort College. With 18 points from Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf will check out for a quick breather. 9:05 remaining. So Dort College up by 9 with 9 minutes to go. With a basketball on the right side. They get it to Schlottman. Schlottman, Reed. Reed puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken gets it ahead to Rendles. Dort College in transition. Comes left side, Sumner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Rindles. Rindles climbs the ladder. Three players around him. He pulls it out and sets it up. York College with the basketball. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles, right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball, working against Carper. Jumper in the lane by Franken, no good. York College leads by nine. Here comes Doan. Doan with the basketball on the right side is Zach Hunt. You got to pick up the D again. 8:18 remaining. Doan with the basketball, Holt. Holt, they switch on the screen. Pass comes right side back over to Sam Schlottman. Schlottman passes back over to Hunt. York College by nine. Doan basketball, right side, Holt. 15 to shoot. Holt into the lane, and the foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Nate Rindles. That's his second. With 8 minutes remaining and a one-on-one opportunity coming now for Deontay Holt. He is a 92% free throw shooter. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. One-and-one for Holt. It's up. Rolls on the rim and falls through. Points in the second half for Holt. And he makes them both, and it's a 7-point ball game again at 70-63. Deontay Andrews is in. Zach Hunt is out. York College with the basketball. This is Rindles. He'll hand it off to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle with it across the timeline. Andrews guarding him. York College by seven. This is Kachi. Kachi back over to Franken on the perimeter. Rindles, left side, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. They go to Lindberg. Lindberg working on Reed. Lindberg, Rindles. Rindles in traffic, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be York College basketball. 12 to shoot for the defenders. 7:37 remaining. Rindles to throw it in. York College looking fatigued right now. They have the momentum. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg working on Reed. Comes back over to Kachi. 8 seconds left. Kachi drives the lane. Lays it up. Good. 4 for Kachi. York College leads 72-63. York College switches up defenses. Doan with the basketball. York College leading by 9. Looks like York College is going to go to his own. With it on the right side, Holt. Holt gets it on the wing. Holt, they close out on him. They go to Carper. Carper out front, Deontay Andrews. Doan with the basketball. They give it back to Andrews. Andrews shot blocked by Franken, but a foul called on Franken. Franken whistled for his fourth personal. Deontay Andrews will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws, where he is 4 of 5 this season. David Denherder will check into the ballgame with 7:03 remaining. So two free throws on the way for Andrews as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Andrews is up and good. Team swapping two-point possessions the last couple of trips down the floor. Franken will check out of the ballgame with 7:03 left, and he's got four personals. Another free throw on the way for Andrews. This one's off the heel. It's no good. Taken away by Sumner on the rebound. York College leads 72-64, 7 minutes remaining. Lindberg with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles underneath Denherder. They try to pass it down low, and committing the foul is Kyle Carper on the post defense. And David Denherder will go to the free throw line for a one-and-one opportunity. 6:50 left to play in this game. Dort 72, Doan 64. This has turned into a tense battle. So Denherder to shoot the one-and-one. It's up and good. He's got another one on the way. Possession by possession we go now. York College trying to extend it back to 10. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Denherder whispers both of those through. York College by double digits. Doan with the basketball. Carper checks out. Checking back in is Dominic Smith. Let's see what York College is in for a defense. They're going to stay with what looks like a 2-3. It gets spread out. Looks like a 2-1-2 almost. Right side pass. They go to Smith. Smith to Holt. Holt with a basketball. Schlottman. Hunt. Hunt left side. Schlottman. Schlottman back to Hunt. Three ball. Top of the key. He got it. Hunt with 6. York College leads 74-67. 6:20 and counting. Lindberg into the front court against Reed. Kicks it out to Rindles. Grendel's with the basketball back to Sumner. Sumner drops it off for Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball guarded there by Reed. Lindberg puts it on the floor, reverses Sumner. Three ball, no good. Here comes Doan with a chance to cut into the seven-point lead with 6 minutes remaining. Doan basketball. They go into the corner. A three from the corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball. Gets it ahead to Rindles. Dort College gets a stop on that end. One and done for the Tigers. Rindles with the basketball and a reach-in foul called on Deontay Holt. And that's number three on him. Tyler Walterstorff will be checking back in at the next break. And that's right now. Den Herter will check out. Nate Rindles shooting 1-1. 13 for Rindles today. It's team foul number 9 on the Tigers. Free throw by Rindles is up. Looked like it was long. Banks off the back of their iron and drops through. He's got another one on the way. 75-67. He can extend it to a 9-point lead again. Second free throw is up. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan down 8. 75-67. Now you want another stop. Doan with the basketball. This is Zach Hunt in between the circles. Dort College still in his zone, it appears. Doan spreading the floor. They pass it to Holt. Holt passes into the corner to Schlottman. Schlottman to Hunt. Hunt out front. They get it to Holt. Holt back over to Schlottman. Schlottman to Smith. Smith with the basketball. High post. Reed. Reverse Holt. Holt comes back. Left side. Holt. Five to shoot. Comes back to Hunt. Hunt layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Dort College gets the stop they needed. 75-67, Dort College with the lead. 5 minutes remaining. With the basketball is Rindles. Rindles comes back over to Sumner. Sumner, Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the right side. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi over to Rindles. Rindles puts it on the floor one time. Comes back to Lindberg. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Lindberg directing traffic. Kick out pass. Kachi catches. Fires three. Yes! So nice. A three-point shot by Austin Kachi. Was waiting for him to hit one. He did. Dort College leads 78-67, and Coach Ross Dommel wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 4:42 remaining in this contest. Well, Doan, with Deontay Holt leading the charge. I believe he's got 17 second-half points. It's either 17 or 18. I can't recall if he made that second free throw. He's got 18 second-half points, 20 for the ball game, and he has helped spearhead this Doan attack that drew the Tigers to within 61-55. They were also down by 7 as recently as 74-67. Dort College has scored 4 in a row since to expand the lead to 11. But the Doan Tigers have the basketball when we resume play. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Doan basketball. Tigers trailing 78-67. Dort College with the lead on defense. Dort College a couple of stops in a row. Now Doan will try to respond. Holt with the basketball. He passes right side over to Smith. Dort College back in man-to-man. Smith drives in. They get it back over to Hunt. Hunt out front. Gets a screen. Instead, they go back to Reed. Reed with the basketball trying to back his way in. His off-balance shot off the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by Dalton Franken. Franken hasn't gotten much on offense, but that time grabs a key rebound. One and done is so critical in this kind of game. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball as we approach the four-minute mark. Rindles comes back over to Franken. Franken with the ball on the left wing. Franken over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Rindles. Rindles driving in, and Deontay Holtz called for the personal. I believe it'll be double bonus time now for Dort College. Holt picks up his fourth personal. Nate Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This one's still far from over, though. Dort College leading 78-67, 4 minutes remaining. We've seen what Deontay Holt can do when he gets rolling, so you want to continue to play defense well on him and Nick Reed, as good as they come in the conference at scoring. said it before, and I'll say it again. I like him as a player. He just goes about and does his business. Pretty good all-around player. But right now, Dort College with a 12-point advantage. Second free throw on the way for Rendles, trying to make it 13, and he does. 80-67, Dort College with the lead, under 4 minutes to go. With it on the right side is Holt. Holt on the baseline. Lindbergh cuts him off. He retreats to the corner. Looking for Reed. He finds Reed. Reed now looking for someone to pass to. He's going to reverse layup. Nick Reed with a two-point basket. He's got 21. And the Dort College defenders unable to get a stop that time. And Doan cuts it back to 11 with 3:45 left to go in the game. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College with the basketball after the timeout. Doan showed token pressure, and then they back off. Here's Dalton Franken, layup at the rim. Right hand good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. Make that six, beg your pardon. Dort College leads 82-69. With the basketball on the right side is Dominic Smith. Smith with it on the wing, guarded there by Kachi. They give it to Reed. Reed spin move down to the baseline. Lindbergh not given any ground. Layup is up and good for Deontay Andrews. He came in from the weak side. Got free. Dort College leads by 11, 82-71, 3 minutes remaining. Lindbergh driving in, layup right hand good. Kyle Lindbergh coast to coast in effect, 22 for the ball game. Dort College leads 84-71. Doan with a basketball, under 3 minutes to go. The clock continuing to tick down. Holt misses the three. That might be the first shot he has missed here in the second half. Lindbergh, long pass ahead to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball, back over to Kachi. Kachi will retreat to the perimeter, give it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right side Dalton. Dalton Franken feeds the cutter. Rendles. Rendles shot no good. His follow is good. And Nate Rendles knocks down that short shot on the putback. He has 9 points in the second half, 18 for the ballgame. Dort College leads by 15, 86-71. With the right side is Deontay Holt. Holt with it on the right side, guarded by Rendles. His scoop shot no good, and now the leg's starting to go for Holt. Here's Lindbergh in the backcourt. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, middle of the floor, goes Waltersdorf. Tie with a basketball. Tie back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, 2 minutes remaining. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles gets a seam to the hoop. His layup is good, and Dort College has opened up an 88-71 advantage, and that might do it. Coming up the floor with it for the Doan Tigers is Andrews. Deontay Andrews with it out front. He comes back over to Smith. Dominic Smith, kick out pass, right side to Reed. Reed with the basketball. He's going to put it up in traffic. Layup good. Nick Reed with a two-point basket, and Doan has called the timeout. 88-73, Dort College by 15. 1:35 remaining in this contest. Dort College answering the Doan challenge, and with 1:35 remaining, Dort College in the driver's seat. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Doan shows full court pressure defense. And Kyle Lindbergh will call a timeout. Dort College can't get the ball inbounded. And the Dort College defenders forced to call a timeout to preserve the possession. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. College basketball after the timeout. They get the ball up the floor. They've got it in the half court. 1:14 remaining in the game. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Dort College up by 15. Dalton Franken takes a shot. Misses off the side of the backboard. Coach Ross Dommel wanted a foul call. Nick Reed able to drive in. He lays it up, lays it down. He's got 25. And the Door College defenders with an 88-75 advantage. Doan calls a timeout. That's their last timeout. And the Door College defenders with a 13-point advantage will have the basketball the length of the floor in front of them. And Coach Ross Dahm was still hot that there wasn't a foul called on that Dalton Franken take to the hoop. Ended up shooting it off of the side of the backboard and on that attack of the rim. And don't see Dalton miss like that very often. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Beninglin Hub and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College leading 88-75, 59 seconds remaining. So Dort College will inbound. Throwing it in will be Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg gets the ball from Rich Buckman. Ball is inbounded to Rendles. Rendles with the ball. Rendles, four players around him, finds Sumner. Sumner with it. He's got four players around him, and he is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on Deontay Holt, I believe. That's it for him. 53 seconds left, and Holt will be disqualified on fouls. He'll get an appreciative round of applause from the Doan College fans this afternoon. 18 points in the second half, 20 for the ball game. A little bit better than his 12.8 points per game average. Brian Sumner shooting a pair. First free throw by Sumner off the heel, no good. 7 for Sumner today, 3.9 points per game average. He's got another one coming. Second free throw by Sumner. That one's too strong, no good as well. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball, 50 seconds remaining. Coming up the floor with it is Zach Hunt. Hunt, three, good. Zach Hunt with the three-point basket. He's got nine all on threes, and the Dort College lead is 88-78. Austin Koch, he fouled in the backcourt. And Austin will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Austin Koch, he will go to the free throw line to shoot two. His team leading 88-78, 39.8 seconds remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Doan is in the 1-1. Dort College in the double. Free throw on the way for Koch. He is up and through. Austin with eight today, all in the second half. He had a big three that neutralized the run by the Doan Tigers. Another free throw on the way for Koch. This one's up and down as well. Koch, an 85% free throw shooter. Makes it 90-78, Dort College in front. Up the floor with it quickly is Smith. Smith loses it, poked away by Koch. Dort College in the backcourt. Koch, 30 seconds remaining. Koch steps through, gets it to Rendles. Rendles with the basketball, kicks it into the corner. Terpstra, Terpstra, Lindberg, they play keep away. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra in the corner, nothing there. Comes back to Rendles. Rendles back over to Lindberg, 16 seconds left. And the layup by Dalton Franken is good. He's got eight. Dort College leads 92-78, and that'll pretty well do it. 8 seconds left. Doan coming back the other way. Another three by Doan and Reed Williams. 92-81, Dort College by 11, and that's how it'll end. 92-81 the final. Dort College wins its 19th game of the season against two losses. They move to 11-1 in the conference. Doan falls to 9-11 overall, 2-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with a Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders hold off a stubborn Doan College crew, 92-81. Doan dug themselves a hole. Dort College had to fight them off. Doan at one point, I believe, cut the gap down to six. That is as close as they would get. Dort College was up 68-61, so that was a seven-point difference. They got a couple stops in a row after it was 70-63. Extending the lead to 10 at 74-64, And making it 11 on a three-point shot by Austin Kachi to make it 78-67. And then Dort College was able to fight through and finish it off with a 92-81 win despite an outstanding second-half effort by Deontay Holt. Holt with 18 points in the second half. He willed his team back into that ballgame after it looked like the Dort College defenders were going to run away with it. The Dort College defenders victorious this afternoon by a final score of 92-81. And you're wondering about that one, Coach. It looks like Hastings is going to, well, they're up by 10 on Morningside, 71-61 on their home floor. So it definitely looks like it's towards Hastings' favor. Maybe by the time we're done with our post-game show, we'll be able to pass that final along to you. But Coach Ross Dalma joins us on the Wireless World post-game wrap. So before we get to the numbers, let's visit with him. Coach, a win is a win on the road on a Saturday afternoon. Down here in Nebraska, we've made the road trips. Midland's a tough place to play. Doan College, tough place. Nebraska Wesleyan, Hastings, we still have to go to those two places. Good win for your team, even though there were some spots this afternoon that you'd like back, I would imagine. Your team responded after Doan challenged you in the second half.
Mike, I thought we came out and played very well to start the game. I thought the first half was outstanding defensively. About the second half, I believe they scored, 11 straight possessions. Yep. Maybe it was 12. I don't remember exactly what it was. But they had us back, and I think they cut it down to maybe 5-6. And, you know, we responded very well. I believe Kyle stuck in a three-point play to kind of weather the storm there a little bit. But I really liked how we were focused. I really like how Austin and Kyle had us ready to go and had this team ready to compete today. I thought we had a couple of individual performances out of Tyler Walterstorff, which was outstanding. I thought he was aggressive. I thought Nathan Rendles, played a very good game. And, I really believe David and Herter did some outstanding things today. David struggled on Wednesday night, and he probably didn't like being around me much on Thursday and Friday. But he came in today, and he really asserted himself, and I thought had an outstanding game.
One other player I want to ask about, and that's Dalton Frank, and 4-for-8 from the floor. Today, I thought, was the first time I saw where it wasn't happening for him and he didn't force it. It felt like, in a way, he took a step forward as a college basketball player today.
For sure. You're right. He didn't have any points in the first half when we looked at the halftime stats. Got some buckets in the second half, but he can get a shot anytime he wants to with his athleticism. He chose to take good shots. He chose to play defense a little bit harder in the second half. We had him doing some unique things, and you're absolutely right. He was he's getting better as a college player, even though the 8 points may not reflect that today.
Talk about you went to his own defense, and it wasn't always effective. Doan still got some open looks at it, but it just felt like that maybe slowed Doan up, made him think about it a little bit more. And they were forced to take the shot clock down. That zone defense did what you wanted it to do.
It did. You're exactly right. They hit some shots against it. But we also were able to mark Nick Reed in it a little bit better. And he was on a roll, and so was Smith. And I felt that, like you said, it did slow the pace down just a little bit. We wanted to have a good pace today. We didn't want to play really slow. And we didn't really want to play frantically like they do at times, because we didn't feel like either one of those would be advantageous for us. So I do believe the zone got us to a pace and a tempo that was good for us.
I don't know about you, but if we don't see Nick Reed again, that'll be just fine with me, because he's as solid a player as there is in the conference.
He is. He's a great player. He can do a lot of things well. His numbers, although they're very, very gaudy, do not do justice to what he does. The other four players are better because he's on the floor. And he's an academic All-American. He's just an all-around great kid, and he's a guy that our two seniors respect a lot and talk with a lot. Our coaching staff talks with Nick a lot. He's looking to get in the medical field after college, and he is a great player, and he's a really good kid.
Kyle Lindberg, 22 points, 9 rebounds. Tyler Walterstorff, 18 points, 4 rebounds. You talked about them a little bit, but what made them be effective today?
Well, I think they had matchups that they were able to exploit a little bit. both of them were able to get downhill and attack. Kyle especially in the first half, and Tyler just steady throughout. Tyler also had the three ball going, which is good to see because teams have really been sagging off of him, and now that's going to give him some confidence and allow us to do a few more things differently offensively as well. So that's good. And Nathan Rendles was really good today. You know, he had a couple turnovers I think he wished he'd had back, and the whole kid was going after him a little bit in the second half. But I tell you what, he's as good of a guard as there is in the GPAC, we feel, and he did some outstanding things. And I thought we had good bench support. I mentioned David already. Brian Sumner came off and did some good things. Alex Terpstra is getting better defensively. It may not reflect the numbers today. He had his day or his night on Wednesday night, but I thought he did some good things defensively as well, and I thought Pat Knobloch fought today off the bench for us too. So our young kids are getting better. You know, as we head into the stretch season. But it's one game at a time, and Wednesday night, you know, we just got to prove it again for 40 minutes.
At our home with Mount Marty on Wednesday. We went there once already. We don't want to go back. So Mount Marty on Wednesday night, and then outside the conference next Saturday. Mm-hmm. A good stretch in the season right now, and your team is taking care of business three in a row after that loss to Morningside. Seems like your team has bounced back okay.
They have, and I, you know, credit our seniors for that. Austin and Kyle have done a tremendous job for our team, and we've got a few other savvy veterans in Nathan and Tyler who are doing a good job, and they understand the significance that the young kids, the freshmen, have to play, and the freshmen have responded as well. So it's a good win today, but we have to, you know, use tomorrow as a time to rest the bodies, rest the minds, and Monday come back at it again.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Well, that's back to a five-point game now in Hastings. 74-69, Hastings with a five-point lead with a minute to go, so that one is not over yet. Hastings and Midland were involved in a wild one on Wednesday night, which Hastings eventually won in overtime, so we will stretch out the post-game show so we can take a look at the scores from across the conference and wrap things up. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 32 of 56 from the floor, 57.1%, 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%, 23 for 29 on free throws for nearly 80%, 79.3 to be exact. Fredone College, 29 of 55 from the floor, 52.7%, 10 for 22 on free three-pointers, 45.5%. That included 8 of 10 in the second half from the three-point line for the Tigers. They were shooting 64% from the field, was Doan in the second half. They were also 13 of 15 from the free throw line for 86.7%. Doan only had 2 offensive rebounds. Dort College solid on the offensive glass, keeping Doan off of the offensive glass. Dort College owns a 33-24 rebounding advantage. Doan committed 9 turnovers. Dort College 8. Fairly cleanly played basketball game. Dort College was led by Kyle Lindberg with 22 points, 8 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 8 on free throws. 20 points for Nate Rendles, 18 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 9 for Austin Kachi. By the way, Tyler, 4 of 5 from the floor this afternoon. Dalton Franken ends with 8 points. Austin Kachi had 9, 1 for 5 from the 3-point line. Brian Sumner added 7. David Denherter off of the bench for a perfect 3 for 3 from the floor and 2 for 2 on free throws for 8 points. Fredone College, Nick Reed, 11 of 18 from the floor, 25 points. Deontay Holt, 7 of 15 from the field, 20 points for the ballgame. He had 18 in the second half. 10 for Dominic Smith. He came into the game averaging right at 19 points per game. Zach Hunt ends with 9 for the Tigers, 6 for Reed Williams, 5 for Kyle Carper, 3 each for Sam Schlottman and Deontay Andrews. Kyle Lindberg led Dort College with 9 rebounds, 5 for Nate Rendles, 4 each for Dalton Frank and then Tyler Waltersdorf, 3 for David Denherter, 2 each for Brian Sumner and Patrick Knobloch and Austin Kachi. For the Doan Tigers, Nick Reed had 5 rebounds, 4 for Deontay Holt and Zach Hunt. No one else with more than 2. Zach Hunt led the way with 4 assists for the Tigers, 3 for Nick Reed. Kyle Lindberg had 6 assists for the defenders. Nate Rendles had 3. Lindberg also credited with a blocked shot and 2 steals in 37 minutes of play. Dort College defeats Doan. Final score, 92-81. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a rundown of the GPAC scores right after this. All the scores are in the GPAC this afternoon. Final scores, men's play. Dort over Doan, 92-81. Hastings over Morningside, 80-71. Briarcliff goes to Seward and wins 91-85. Midland over Mount Marty, 65-41. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan, 77-70. GPAC men's standings then at the moment. Dort 11-1, Hastings 9-2. Morningside is 7-3. Midland actually jumps in front of Morningside in the standings with an 8-3 mark now. Briarcliff is in fifth at 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 5-5. Then you have a little separation. Northwestern 4-6. They were idle today. Nebraska Wesleyan 4-7. Doan 2-9. Concordia 2-10. Mount Marty 1-10. That's going to do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. That's going to do it for our doubleheader. Today in women's basketball, it was Doan over Dort 67-62. And in men's play, it was Dort College defeating Doan 92-81. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.